the Fed's indications yesterday about where rates could be going over the next year maybe not have been a surprise to the market, but they seem to be reassuring. But there are lots of implications for not just stocks, of course, but lots of different asset classes, including real estate, for example. How should you be thinking about your portfolio given the trajectory of the Fed and rates? Let's talk to Jeff Powell. He's managing partner and chief investment officer at Polaris Wealth Advisory Group. Jeff, welcome. What do you think should be top of mind here? How soon should individual investors be expecting to see an increase in rates that could affect their portfolio?
Well, it was very interesting with what the Fed came out with yesterday. I think that the probably the most important thing of the messaging is just the clarity to it. There's been a lot of questions to when tapering will happen. Obviously, tapering is the cutting back of the bond purchasing that's going on. Right now, the Fed is purchasing $120 billion, 80 of which is treasuries and 40 of which is mortgage-backed securities. With the Fed and the Fed possibly making rate moves, I mean, the biggest aspect there is it's highly unlikely that they will start raising rates until they get done with their tapering process. So, A, you know, when does it begin? But what Jay Powell said yesterday, which I think was kind of interesting, was the fact that they expected the tapering to end by the end of or the middle part of the year, which would give them a green light to potentially begin to start raising rates at after that point. So it seemed to me like a very aggressive number. I mean, if you look back to 2013, 2014, the last time that we had to taper, it took the Fed almost a year to sit there and taper off their bond purchasing program. So for them to be able to begin it, probably sooner than later, although we are starting to get a little bit of conflicting economic data to them to actually make a move. But if they do start tapering now, it would be a faster tapering than what we saw back in 2000, 2014 when they were doing the same program.
Jeff, this is Emily. I'm wondering, in terms of the market reaction to all of this, do you think the market has now moved past these concerns around tapering, given how much it's been discussed at this point? And do you think the market is now more focused on when this liftoff for rates is ultimately going to occur, especially now that that dot plot is signaling a split Fed for rate hikes for next year?
Yeah, if you look at Fed futures, where they were just a few months ago at the end of Q2, for example, and look at where they are right now, they're virtually the same. I mean, there's a few percentages off here and there, but really, if you're looking at the futures, they've kind of priced in everything that we're dealing with. So really, the bigger impact being more on a fixed income marketplace, obviously the inverted relationship between yields and prices. So, and obviously the further out you go on the yield curve, the more implication it has on those price swings. So we'll be definitely keeping a close eye on what's going on with regard to the 10-year treasury and beyond to see if there's a negative implication there. We are currently very underweighted to the fixed income marketplace for these exact reasons. And we think that there will be continued pressure on yields to rise as we understand, you know, obviously a demand diminishing on treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, by the result of the tapering to begin with. But also one thing to keep in mind is eventually, and the Fed will be up to almost $9 trillion worth of assets that they've purchased between COVID and what they had on the books before that. Back in 2018, they wanted to actually start lowering that number. But we saw what the impact that was to the stock market back at that point when they did start to sell their fixed income. So not only is it are they going to taper? When are they going to taper? When the Fed futures are happening and when the Fed is going to actually start raising rates, which really looks like the second half of next year, if there's any kind of probabilities. Obviously, again, with them saying that they're going to end the tapering mid-year, it's very unlikely that they would make a dual move in the situation.
Lots still to consider. Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff Powell is managing partner and chief investment officer at Polaris Wealth Advisory Group.